Hi, I'm Millicent Walker. Here's your Channel's TV Evening News recap for September 8th, 2021. The federal government has approved the national policy on fifth generation 5G network in Nigeria. This is according to the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy, Issa Pantemi, who addressed journalists today after the weekly Federal Executive Council meeting. He explained that the benefits that accrue from using the 5G network include larger capacity, higher data rates, among other economic, health, security, and educational opportunities. Meanwhile, the 12 associates of Yoruba Nation agitator Sunday Adeyemo, also known as Sunday Igboho, have instituted a riot enforcement suit against the Department of State Services, DSS, for parading them before the media as criminals. They filed the suit today before Justice Obiora Egwatu of the Federal High Court, who presided as a vacation judge while the court is on recess. In the suit, Igboho's associates sought a declaration of the court that their detention beyond 48 hours and their media parade without a court conviction constituted a breach of their fundamental rights. In Plateau, the state government has announced a further relaxation of curfew in Jos North local government area. The state governor, Simon Along, gave the approval on Tuesday following a meeting of the State Security Council held at the new government house in Jos. On the international scene, 41 people have been killed, with dozens others injured after a fire tore through an overcrowded Indonesian prison in the early hours of today. According to prison officials, the incident happened when most inmates were asleep. And in sports, Carlos Queiroz has been appointed as Egypt's new coach following the sacking of Hossam El Badri after an unconvincing start to qualifying for the 2022 World Cup. The Egyptian Football Federation said Queiroz, a former Manchester United assistant and Real Madrid manager, will be supported by Dia El Said and longtime former national team goalkeeper Essam El Hadri on his coaching staff. And that's the evening news recap. Don't forget to join us later for the news update. I'm Millicent Walker. Thank you for watching.